Else? He said a little louder when she didn't respond to his previous words. Zeke put a hand on her shoulder and shook her lightly. She was lying on her side, curled into a ball. Her eyes popped open and she gasped, coming up on an elbow.
Tony?
No, it's Zeke, and Tony's fine. He's in the other room eating breakfast. Elsie groaned and fell back onto the mattress.
What time is it?
Around 7. She made a noise in the back of her throat and tried to get up. Zeke stopped her.
Hang on, where are you going?
Gotta get Tony to school, she said.
Zeke gently pressed her back to the mattress.
I've got it. I just didn't want to leave without telling you.
Elsie stared up at him with a look he couldn't interpret.
What?
He asked.
I'm trying to decide if I'm irritated or grateful.
Zeke couldn't help but chuckle. Be grateful, but because I'm curious, why would you be irritated? Elsie closed her eyes, and Zeke couldn't help but reach out to rub her shoulder. It was as if she were a magnet, and he was helplessly drawn in whenever he got too close.
It's been me and Tony for his entire life, she said.
Your ex really didn't help with him at all? Elsie wrinkled her nose.
No. He said it was my job to raise him. He didn't want anything to do with stuff he deemed women's work, including his son.
That's bullshit.
I know.
And for the record, I'm in no way trying to usurp your position as a mother.
Usurp? That's a great word. Gonna need to make that our next code word, Elsie muttered.
Fuck, this woman slayed him.
What's he eating?
She asked. Pardon?
For breakfast, what's he having?
I made him some scrambled eggs with lots of cheese, and I snuck in some chunks of ham I had left over.
Protein, good.
Then she sniffed and frowned.
He usually gets something shitty from me, like an overprocessed granola bar or something. He hates them, but he doesn't complain. I think he probably trades them for something better at school. He also comes home with food in his backpack sometimes. I pretend not to notice, but it's hard not to mention it.
Zeke himself decided not to mention the donuts he'd bought the day before and how Tony was looking forward to eating one after he finished his eggs. Look at me, Else, he ordered. He wasn't surprised she knew about the food Tony brought home. He also wasn't surprised she didn't seem to know how he was getting that extra food. He had a feeling she wouldn't be thrilled to know he was doing other students' homework so that she wouldn't go hungry. You're an awesome mom. Tony's happy, healthy, and smart. Cut yourself some slack, okay? She didn't respond, just stared up at him. The first thing he wanted to know when I saw him this morning was how you were doing. Before he started eating, he made sure there were enough eggs for me to make you some when you got up. You're raising a compassionate, inquisitive young man. I could never take your place in his life or heart. No matter what I feed him in the mornings.
Thanks, she whispered.
You're welcome. Now, since you're awake, why don't you sit up and take these pills? Feels like you still have a bit of a fever. I really would like for it to break completely today. If not, I'll call the doc back.
No, it's...
It absolutely is necessary, Zeke interrupted gently. I know you aren't used to being taken care of, but I hope you get used to it, sweetheart. Because from here on out, you've got a champion. She studied him, the look in her eyes a mixture of hope and skepticism. Zeke prayed he'd never do anything to make her doubt him. And I brought a fresh cup of Pedialyte. If you can, drink it all. Then sleep some more. When I get back, we'll see if you're up to eating and I'll make you whatever you want.
I need to call Edna. I'm supposed to work this morning.
I'll give her a call while I'm on my way back from dropping off Tony. But I'm guessing she already knows you won't be in. And we'll have a talk about you taking that second job.
No, we won't,
Elsie said in a firm tone. Zeke sighed. I don't want to overstep, but...
Then don't.